One of Dawn Upshaw's most attractive qualities is her open-hearted, unpretentious Americanness. Her new album has a photo of her in shirt, jeans, and socks, but with no shoes. And it's delightful to think that the four works she sings on it are by four American composers with astonishingly diversified cultural backgrounds. Samuel Barber was born in Westchester, Pennsylvania in 1910. John Harbison in Orange, New Jersey in 1938. Giancarlo Menotti came to America from Italy when he was 17, yet he's the composer of what is probably the most popular American opera ever written, Amahl and the Night Visitors, which he wrote for NBC Television in 1951. The fourth composer is Igor Stravinsky, who was an American citizen for just over 2 years when he started work on his only full-length opera, The Rake's Progress. The libretto is by the American poet Chester Kallman and another naturalized American, W.H. Auden. The starting point of the album is the most American piece of all, Samuel Barber's nostalgic Knoxville, Summer of 1915, written in 1947. It's a setting of the autobiographical fragment by James Agee that became the opening of his prize-winning posthumous novel, A Death in the Family. Here's the Agee family, lying on quilts on their backyard lawn, talking quietly of nothing at all under the starry sky.
All my people are larger bodies than mine. With voices gentle and meaningless, like the voices of sleeping.
Upshaw's version of Knoxville can't replace the more eloquent, intensely felt recording by the great American soprano Eleanor Stieber, who commissioned it. But Upshaw is completely lovely and convincing on her own terms. Her new version of John Harbison's Mirabai songs, however, is miles better than its previous recording, also on Nonesuch. This is a dazzling cycle of six poems by the 16th century Indian poet Mirabai, translated into English by poet Robert Bly. When Mirabai's husband was killed in battle, she refused to die on the pyre with him. Instead, she dedicated her life to Krishna. Her poems are devotional and erotic, and she sang and danced them in the streets. Harbison's music captures what Mirabai calls her dancing energy. I prefer the vibrant rhythms of the original piano accompaniment, but conductor David Zinman and the Orchestra of St. Luke's make the best case yet for Harbison's colorful orchestrations. Here's Mirabai mocking critics of her unorthodox behavior.
Approve me or disapprove me, I praise the mountain energy, night and day. I take the old ecstatic path, I don't steal money, I don't hit anyone. What will you charge me with? I have felt the swing of the elephant's shoulders. You want me to climb on a jackass? I tried to be serious.
Upshaw includes a seldom-heard aria from Menotti's The Old Maid and the Thief, a one-act opera composed for NBC Radio in 1939. It's too close to Puccini for comfort, but at least it's a refreshing change from the usual recital material. Upshaw ends the album brilliantly with Anne Truelove's classical, or is it neoclassical, rescue aria from Stravinsky's Rake's Progress. The hero of the opera is Tom Rakewell, the wild youth in William Hogarth's famous series of paintings. Rakewell nearly loses his soul to the devil in the wicked city of London. Here, Anne resolves to leave her father and naively but heroically trusts her future happiness to her loving heart.
I will hurry to him, love the